Hello there, I'm Osher. Thank you so much for listening to the show. If this is your first episode, welcome. I'll tell you a little bit more about the show in a second. I don't make this show by myself. No. My show producer, Rachel Barrett, and my audio producer, Andy Marr, do an enormous amount of work helping me make this show. I need to pay them. So I need to run an ad here and there. So depending on where you're listening, you're either going to hear an ad or you're going to hear a rad theme song. So let's see what happens.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello and welcome to Better Than Yesterday. I'm Osher Ginsberg. Thank you for listening to the show. Thanks for being here. If you're new, this is the first time you listen to the show. This show is called Better Than Yesterday, just trying to make each day a little bit better than yesterday, just a conversation which contains something you'll need to hear. I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to need to hear something in this show, something in every show that'll help you make today a little bit better than yesterday, something that'll help you just go, oh yeah, you know what? Yeah, that's something. Didn't think about that. And then kind of adjusting the trajectory of your day to make it just a little bit better. On Mondays, I speak with a guest. On Fridays, I speak with you. And there's over 340 episodes to check in on. It's probably heaps more. It's probably maybe 400 by now, if you count all the check-ins. Yeah, there's a heap. Anyway, grateful that you're here. My name's Osher Ginsberg. I'm a TV guy and an author from Sydney, Australia, currently making a TV show about The Bachelor, which is the same as The Bachelor wherever you are. The Roses, that show. I also work on a show called The Masked Singer, and I make this podcast, and currently Audrey and I, my wife and I, we have two wonderful kids, and one of them, there's I don't know what's the collective term for a gathering of more than four over 6 foot tall teenagers, but that's what's happening next door in the room next to me, because there are always the holidays where we are. And upstairs, Audrey is trying to conduct the sleep training rituals on our 10-month-old baby Wolfgang, which is tough, man. You have your favorite pillow. I've got my favorite pillow. I've got my special, you know, orthodontic pillow and my, you know, the little pillow I put between my knees because I've got fucked up hips, and I've got my gravity blanket. I've got everything, all the little things I love to have before I go to sleep. Makes it hard to sleep in a hotel room, whenever I will do that again, I don't know. But, you know, we all have our little comfort things that we like to have right before we go to sleep. All babies have the same thing. And they get used to them very quickly. And if they don't get that thing that helps them get to sleep, they can't get to sleep. And we are trying to transition Wolf, our baby, out of being cuddled and held and sung to and patted on the butt to just being able to get himself to sleep by himself. And we've hit a spot where many parents hit a spot around about 9-10 months where they just go, you know what, fuck this. I'm getting a billion new neurons a day. It's too exciting to be asleep right now. I'd rather be awake right now. So, yeah, the technique is that you lie him down, good night, pat on the butt, and he stands. He basically will stand up in the cot, grab the side of the cot and shout at you, okay, grab him, put him down, And you do that like 15 times and you leave the room for a certain number of minutes. And then you come back in and then you just got to... We got to 75 this morning. So he was doing baby get up. He was basically getting himself up off the bed and standing up. But then I'm like, shit, I've got to do a podcast, man. So you can't let him win. So he can't fall asleep in the cot now unless he falls asleep by himself. So I've strapped him on, wore him on my chest, and he fell asleep pretty quick. But he's upstairs. You might hear him shout out. Audrey might have had better luck than me. It's his afternoon nap. Well, it was supposed to be. But we'll get there. We'll get there. I mean, it's this or what happened last night, which was being up till 2 a.m. with him just wanting to party. So, yeah, we can't do that. Anyway, I'm grateful that you're here. Thank you so much for being here. And if you need to get in touch with me, it's real easy. You can get onto me on Instagram or you can find me, sendoshremail@gmail.com. I always love to see where you're listening. Just take a photo of what you're listening to, looking at right now. Take a photo of what you're looking at right now and send it to me. Audrey just texted me. 44. She's on number 44 of putting him down. So you put him down, pat, pat, good night. And then he gets up. Far out. Well, when she gets to 75, I'll... Oh, no. Did he sleep? Hang on. Hang on a sec. I'm just texting. This is important. This is a breakthrough if he did. Because essentially you just use their own tiredness against them. She's just writing back. Did he sleep? Question mark. He's asleep now. Holy shit. Well done. There you go. He's done it. Good work, babe. He did it. That's epic. Now just sneak out of there. Because he's got that. It's an older house, so there's a very noisy door. So if you open the door, he'll wake up. Yeah, and she's texting me going, there were so many tears. Yeah, his bunny. Yeah, I'm just writing to my wife now. Yeah, his bunny was wet. Yeah, it's tough. It's tough, but you got to do it. It's really tough. Anyway, I'd love to see what you're looking at. Now you've got an update on the baby. I'd love to see what you're looking at right now. So take a photo using the phone that you're listening to this on. Take a photo of what you're looking at and email it to me. sendoshremail@gmail.com or tag me on Instagram. And Haley, who looks after my Instagram, will make sure I see it. Mel sent us a photo. I'm sitting at my chemo treatment at the Shoalhaven Cancer Centre listening to your podcast. We are so blessed to have this amazing facility in our local area. Holy moly, Mel. I'll bet there was a time when people who needed that treatment would have had to travel up to Sydney for that sort of thing. I'm a 43-year-old mum, wife, sister, daughter, friend, and teacher who was diagnosed with stage 4 bowel cancer in November 2018. Holy moly. Cancer's taken me on a ride I was not prepared for, especially the impact on my mental health. Thank God for our amazing public healthcare system. Our essential podcast with Susan David a month or so ago has had a profound impact on my life. I listened to your audiobook and loved it. Mel, thank you so much for listening and thank you for whoever sent you the podcast. And look, you know, we're all thinking of you. I've sat in chemo wards a few times with friends who've been going through it and also with my mum. And it's just one thing that they all seem to have in common, including the one that you're in, is they tend to have a nice view because you're sitting there and you've got to get this IV, you know, poison put in your body basically. You get out to look at some trees, which is nice. Mel, thank you for listening. And I hope whatever is happening is as good as it can be. And I hope that, you know, the people that are getting around you are getting around you. And you've written that you're checking in with a social worker and a psych. And I'm grateful for that. I really am. And I hope that those around you are doing okay as well. Oi, Mel, good luck. I hope it's okay. Thanks as well for listening to Wendy, who sent a photo of just listening to with the cat. Thanks, Wendy. Greg, he's reading a book or looking at a book with his daughter. Or maybe he's watching his daughter. That's what he's doing. That's what I'm trying to figure out the photo. He's watching his daughter read a book, a little girl. And he's saying that he's bought a couple of books of the guests that have been on the show, Happiness Trap and The Righteous Mind. Thanks heaps, Greg. Thanks for listening. Jason got in touch in Tassie. Thanks heaps for listening. Another person from Tassie going for a bushwalk listening to Rutger Brugman. That was a cracker, that episode. That was really cool. And Sue on the bike in the garage on the trainer. Are you on Zwift, Sue? Are you doing the Tour de France? I got an email today, the Zwift, the indoor cycling game that I like to play with my brother. They've got a French circuit and they're going to run the Tour de France stages in a virtual way. So I was like, I can't wait. I saw that we're having lunch with a relative this weekend. I'm like, what time are they coming around? Because there's a group ride at 3 p.m. Because everyone around the world does it at the same time, right? So I'm trying to make sure they can get on there. But yeah, that'll be good. Sue, I hope you're doing okay. Thanks for sending those through. Send us your email at gmail.com. If you do like the show, please do me a favor and rate, review, and subscribe. And just recommend the show to another person. Just hit share in the app that you're listening to and text it to someone or tweet it out or Facebook it or whatever. Just let someone know about this show. That'd be the greatest thing you can do for me.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
How's your week? Are you doing all right? Have you been taking control of the things you can? Have you been letting go of the things you can't? I've been trying to let go of the whole Melbourne coronavirus thing because I've got some work coming up down there. I'm like, fuck, if they close the border, that's a shit. What's going to happen? So I don't know. You know, I've been trying real hard to let go of that. There's a line from Stoic philosopher Seneca. I've talked about him before. As long as you live, keep learning how to live, which is, I guess, what this show is about as well. Because I know that I always find a lot of solace in knowing that I'm a malleable thing, that I'm not a finished product, that I am not set in my ways, that I can face the challenge of writing new neuronal pathways and change habits and change course and do different things. And I've done it before in my life and I'm grateful to know that I can do it. It does take more effort as you get older, but it's worth it. So I'm always trying to improve. I'm always trying to make it better than yesterday. And I did get into a bit of a pickle this week. I was doing pretty well. There was a bit of stress going on. There's a lot of other stuff happening and I had a reaction that was disproportionately sized to something. I asked someone close to me to do something. Someone in my circle of friends was like, I perceived it as disrespect. Okay. I have a nose for these things. I guess, so, you know, we always see what we want to see. So I perceived the situation as disrespect and I blew up. And then as far as I'm concerned, my whole relationship with this guy was now on the line. And this is someone I've known for a very long time. And I was like, oh, fuck. Once I calmed down, once my body had gotten past the flood of emotion and I was able to see the situation from a different angle because I knew something was wrong, but I was stuck in it. I was unable to get out of it. I made amends for it. I had a chat to him later in the night. It was okay again. But the next morning, I set my alarm. I know what I've got to do. I set my alarm early. I opened up my notebook and I got up about an hour early and I got to work. I had to get the bottom of it. You know, I'm 46 years old. I can't be reacting like I'm 10 to something, not with someone I've known for that long. But I had to get to the bottom of it. I have to find out what's the line of code in me, what's written so deep in my operating system, what's the programming that is so deep inside my body that I'm unable to access it so that my reaction was this way. What was the automatic thought that brought me to that reaction? How was I unable to grasp what was happening for what it was? How did I see it as it was? Why did I react as if it meant the end of everything? And I'm going to find out what it was that was behind that hijack. What's the automatic negative thought, they would say, if you were in CBT, or the negative automatic thought. Some people call them ants, some people call them gnats, whatever they are. What was it? So you write down what happened. You've got to write it on a piece of paper with a pencil or a pen. It's very important to write it down. So that way you can see it and go, oh, right, that looks weird. And so you write down what happened. This person said this thing to me and, you know, they were really disrespectful. And then you just ask, you know, what and why? And you ask yourself questions like, well, what did I make it mean? What did I make it mean in that point? You know, I made it that this person has no respect for me and yeah, this person will never have respect for me. So straight away, I'm making it like mean forever. You know, I'm zooming it out of proportion. And okay, so the next one's like, well, and why is that a problem? What if that was true? What does that mean about me? It means that you know, I'm unable to form friendships with people that are good, or this person's a piece of shit, or, you know, Ken, what do I make that mean? Well, I make it mean that it's unbearable when people are disrespectful to me. And then why? What do I feel happens when that happens? Just keep asking, asking questions, why and what, and what does that mean about me? What does that mean about me? And it gets to the, you know, this person's disrespectful to me because they feel they can disrespect me. And then keep going, why and why and why, and I get down to a couple of further levels, and I get to the point, the bottom of it is because I'm not worthy of respect. And then you read that and you go, oh, there it is. That's what it is. That's the thing. All right? It's like when you keep taking your car back to the mechanic to find the weird noise, and they go back three times, like, hey, we still can't find it. But for some reason, when you turn left, you hear it clicking, and you can't figure it out. And then finally they go, we found that thing. And it finally comes up. It's like, so I don't feel I'm worthy of respect. And then you go, okay, well, that's as far as that's the bottom of it. All right, what's a different way that I could work around this? And so that's brought that automatic thought out of my, I guess, what would you call it, your subconscious? It brought it out from somewhere way deep inside my brain and here into the here and now, so I can actually take it out and look at it and go, well, where does that belong? Where's that from? I was very little. I don't, you know, I'm not going to go into it, but I know where that comes from. I know why it is what it is. And that's a decision made by probably like a 7 or 8 year old boy, maybe 9. And here I'm 46, you know. So 37 years later, I'm being dictated to by a 9-year-old. It's like, that's probably not right. Okay, then. So now that I understand where that came, you know, you get to figure out where it came from. I go, oh, that's what it is. It's this thing that I decided. It was a decision that I made back then. Okay. It's wild that it survived this long. It's gotten through this far and it's still in there. Okay. Well, I'm glad I found it. What's a different way to think about it? Different way to think about it is that I'm worthy of respect. All right. I'm worthy of respect. And, you know, if I'm, and the other thing that was going wrong was I was magnifying the situation, and that, you know, if I have a fight with this person or if I disagree with this person, it means that our relationship is over. You know, I didn't believe or have enough faith in our relationship that it could withstand a bump, that, you know, we could just have a disagreement and the rest of the relationship would be okay. And so I wrote down, you know, I'm actually worthy of love and respect, and one thing does not mean all things. And I form relationships that are strong enough to withstand disagreements from time to time, and just try to remember that, you know. And so hopefully, you know, with practice, like, you know, repeating, learning how to, I don't know, drive a manual car slowly with repetitive practice and time, you do that again and again, you do that enough times, you get into situations where you're challenged and you remember, hang on, I've got that, I'm feeling this feeling, don't forget, I'm worthy of love and respect, one thing doesn't mean all things, you know, it's going to be, you know, it's going to be all right. I form relationships and can withstand, you know, disagreements from time to time. And then hopefully take a breath and then continue and go in a different direction. And soon enough, that sort of stuff becomes automatic. And it's really important, you know, but that's what I did this week. And hopefully it sticks in there. I've been going back every morning since then, writing it down, writing those three things down. So anyway, I recommend that. I recommend it highly. There's plenty of stuff you want to go and find it, but it takes work. You know, it takes work. It's like going to the gym. It's like lifting weights. You've got it. It sucks because you have to look into you. You can't say, well, they shouldn't have said that. You're like, well, everyone's going to say everything always. Why do I make it mean? Because the reason it hurts is because I've made it mean something. And then you have to kind of disassemble it and find out where you can become immune to it and find out how you can rewrite it, you know, and hopefully listen to it and see it in a different way automatically so that you don't go down that path and getting flooded again. So we'll see how we go. But yeah, it's important. Got to get it done. Got to get it done. Got to do the weights. Got to do the reps. Got to make it happen. Monday. Let me tell you about Monday's show. I'm very, very excited about Monday's show. We had a cracking chat with Helen Haynes the other day, if you remember. Helen Haynes is the independent MP for the seat of Indi in Victoria. And she talked about revitalising the economy of her electorate. And making sure that the power supply to the people that live there is more sustainable and more reliable by going to a form of community-led power supply and power generation. building microgrids and buying community batteries and things. Well, my guest on Monday is going to go one bigger, and I just can't wait to bring it to you. Eitan Lenko is the CEO, acting CEO of Beyond Zero Emissions. You can find out more about what they do at bze.org.au. They've just launched the Million Jobs Plan, which is an extraordinarily bold yet very well put together, very well researched, very hard work they've done to create this realistic vision of how we as a community can build our way out of this COVID-19 economic situation and towards a resilient, prosperous, energy independent future by creating a million jobs, a million. He's a great bloke. He talked me through it all, and I can't wait for you to share it. As I said on Monday, if you've got the willies about climate change, if you've got the willies and wondering that why isn't anybody doing anything, why aren't we doing everything we can every single day, I'm going to promise you there are people everywhere doing everything they can every single day. And Eitan is one of those people, and I'm very, very, very grateful. Very grateful that I get to play it for you. Monday with Eitan Lenko. Can't wait to talk to you then. Until we speak next time, this is for you, Wolfie. Sleep well and dream of beautiful things.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.